And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's more talk that corporate giants Apple and Amazon are still considering the triangle for big new facilities, and the new state budget adopted by Republican lawmakers proposes yet another set of remarkably expensive tax giveaways designed to lure them. Unfortunately, this is just the latest in a long series of unsuccessful schemes designed to attract a massive out-of-state business. As Dr. Alan Fryer of the North Carolina Justice Center noted in a recent op-ed for NC Policy Watch, these proposals are looking more and more like the crazy and ineffective contraptions we used to see in the old Roadrunner and Coyote Looney Tunes cartoons. Rather than spending massively on tax breaks, we'd be better off investing in public institutions that build industrial infrastructure and critical supply chains, educate our kids and train a skilled workforce, and support entrepreneurship and small business development. These are the kind of productivity-enhancing assets that make it more likely companies will stay, thrive, and grow. The bottom line, incentives can work, but they need to be smart and designed for the long haul. The budget proposal to simply dump more money on big companies fails this test. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.